Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, happy Sunday night. This here is the S&S Music Show. I'm your host, Scott, along with my wing-eating co-host,
Sandy.
Hey, we're going to do some country music tonight. All right, we're going.
Yeehaw!
Yeah, we're going down country. Yes, we are. And the first song to get us going off is Country Girl, Shake It For Me.
Hey, girl. Oh, now. You know you got everybody looking. Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ's spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. And a pretty smile roped me in from a country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms. Spin me around this big old barn. Hang on me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon. For me, girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
For the moment, so we are going to go on to the next song, and we are going to go with Drink a Beer. Okay, maybe.
When I got the news today, I didn't know what to say, so I just hung up the phone. took a walk to clear my head, and this is where the walking led. Can't believe you're really gone. Don't feel like going home, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. And drink a beer. Funny how the good ones go too soon, but the good Lord knows the reasons why. Yes, sometimes a greater plan, it's kind of hard to understand. Right now it don't make sense. I can't make it all make sense, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. Drink a beer. So long, my friend, until we the sunset disappear and drink a beer. Drink a beer. Drink a beer.
Folks, don't drink and drive, because there's too many people out here that's lost lives of people who drink and drive. So please do not drink and drive. If you're drinking and you're somewhere other than home and you need a ride, call a friend for a ride, or there's places I know that they'll give free rides to you if you need one. So please don't drink and drive. Anywho, we are going to go to our next song, and my partner has just came back and he's still alive. Oh my God.
Yeah, that bull gonna throw me. Nope.
Well, we're gonna go to Deeper Than the Holler.
Cool.
I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall, and that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on the springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows, with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song. A whippoorwill.
Deep in the holler. What's up? You not say anything? I got paid $50 to make you holla.
Besides that, you're crazy.
Crazy. Crazy for you. Crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy, all right.
These kids drive me crazy. I feel like Taz. Next song.
Yeah, something's in the air.
Yeah.
That's making him crazy.
Crazy.
Out on that river road, in a Pontiac, lit up by the dashboard glow, they hold each other close. Under a harvest moon, love is about to bloom. Point where loving lies.
Freaking rainstorm on my head yesterday. That wasn't a rainstorm. That was a fucking tropical storm we got hit with. That's what it felt like.
I tried to warn you.
Yeah, yeah. Different.
If some people would open their ears once in a while and listen to what people say.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it just looks like it's going to bypass us.
Yeah, it's going to go over.
It went over us, all right.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that. Right on top of us and then fell.
Yeah.
Anyway, just to elaborate on the story a little bit, we do the flea markets on Saturdays. And our person that sits across from us, our knife person, nice guy, nice lady, he showed me a half an hour before it started raining, it was going to rain. So I go and tell him, it's going to rain. It's going to pour. Does he listen? No, he gets the stars now and just lays them there instead of putting them up.
Well, we didn't have a ladder to put them
so
up.
So to elaborate on the story, well, anyway, to elaborate.
And also, in order to put up your Gall's tarp, that means your Gall's cologne would have had to come off the table so you could drag the table there and put them up.
To elaborate on the story, it started pouring.
Monsoon.
Not raining, pouring. Cats and dogs. And the wind was blowing on top of that. So, just to elaborate, everything that we sell got wet yesterday because it started just pouring down the rain and blowing everywhere. So, we all came home soaking wet yesterday. Felt like we had been in a bathtub somewhere.
They were on a 3-hour tour.
All right, anyway, folks. We're going to go with Tequila Makes Her Clothes Fall Off.
Hell yeah.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought. Was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her put an extra layer it's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing the earring in her drink. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Whoa! Can handle any champagne brunch, a bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing the earring in her drink. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, and how have I done? Friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. All tequila makes her clothes fall off. All tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Yeah, I know a lot of guys won't mind if the tequila made her clothes fall off.
Hell, it doesn't have to be tequila that makes their clothes fall off as long as they fall off. I know there's some that we wish, us guys wish
we'll
they'd
stay on.
Hell yeah, I know a few of mine. Yeah, I got a few. Of mine.
We know a few of those, like somebody across the street and my daughter and a few others.
Yeah.
Yup.
I guess we all blame it on the rum, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Coming this far, let's just do it. Hey, right in there. Stop. Dipping our toes in the water.
up to the ocean. The lake's for the landlocked ones. We got a tarp in a truck bed, a kiddie pool, a slip and set that damn garden hose run. Dipping our toes in the water. I don't care if it gets any hotter. It's you and me remembering how to have fun. Let's put our hearts together. And two parts love and a pinch of good weather. And top it all off with the sun. Mix it with rum.
Ron, we got some of that.
Yeah.
And that's the way these kids are driving me today.
Along with some other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, these kids are driving me to go get that bottle today. I know right where it is, too. I got my choice.
There's lots of something there.
We did that one already. I don't know, man. Ever since I let him out of his room, he's been...
Especially since you had to get onto the other one. You don't usually have to get onto that one.
Yeah, I know. Oh, let's head it down with this cowboy's hat.
Well, there's always been groups of people that never could see eye to eye. But I always thought if they ever had a chance to sit down and talk face to face, they might realize they got a lot in common. Well, I was sitting in a coffee shop, just having a cup to pass the time, swapping rodeo stories with this old cowboy friend of mine, when some motorcycle riders started snickering in the back and started poking fun at my friend's hat. And one old boy said, "Hey Tex, where'd you park your horse?" A friend just pulled his hat down low, but they couldn't be ignored. One husky fella said, "I think I'll rip that hat right off your head." That's when my friend turned around, and this is what he said. "You ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldogs in Mississippi, and its ears down flat. Long before you take this cowboy's hat." Now, partner, this old hat's better left alone. See, it used to be my daddy's, but last year he passed on. My nephew skinned the rattler that makes up this old hat band. But back in 69, he died in Vietnam. Now, the eagle feather was given to me by an Indian friend of mine. But someone ran him down somewhere around that Arizona line. And a real special lady gave me this hat pin. But I don't know if I'll ever see her again.
"You ride a black tornado across the western sky. Rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi, fence ears down flat. Long before you take this cowboy's hat." Now, if your leather jacket means to you what this hat means to me, then I guess we understand each other and we'll just let it be. But if you still think it's funny, man, you got my back up against the wall. And if you touch my hat, you're gonna have to fight us all. Well, right then I caught a little sadness in that gang leader's eyes. And he turned back to the others and they all just kind of shuffled on outside. But when my friend turned back towards me, I noticed his old hat brim, well, it was turned up
in a big old Texas grill. You'll ride a black tornado across the western sky. Rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi and sears down flat. Long before you take this cowboy's hat.
Hat. I haven't worn my hat in a long time. I need to start wearing my hat again. Huh.
Yeah, you need to cover that little head of yours.
Somebody's cruising tonight, I see.
Where am I cruising to?
I don't know, but you best slow down before you get a ticket.
I'm not speeding.
No. Well, you best speed up before you get a ticket, then. You get a ticket for driving too slow, too.
Can I go run over somebody?
I see nothing. Whoops, speed bump. That's what you call redneck love gone bad.
Trailer park charm. He carved her name in his arm. Then he slept with a waitress from the bar. And she took a chain to his car. Thank you.
Yep, redneck love gone bad. Yep. At least that ain't in our story. This next song's for you, because I love you. And this song is so true. Here's Kenny Rogers.
All my life was a paper, once plain, pure, and white, till you moved with your pen, changing moods now and then, till the balance was right. Then you added some music, every note was in place, and anybody could see all the changes in me by the look on my face. And you decorated my life, created a world where dreams are a part. Like a rhyme with no reason, in an unfinished song, there was no harmony, life meant nothing to me, until you came along, and you brought out the colors, what a gentle surprise. Now I'm able to see all the things life can be, shining soft in your eyes. And you decorated my life, created a world where dreams are apart.
You know what they say, right? When you're hot, you're hot.
Son! Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven, winning all them pots. My luck was so good, I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
Something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old car.
He said, "Hello, boys." Then he gave us a grin and said, "Look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence." I said, "Well, son, when you hot, you hot." He said, "Yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. You can explain it all down at City Hall." I said, "Yeah, when you're hot, you're hot.
La 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 la. When you're hot, you're hot."
Well, when he took us into court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, "Hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot." So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, "90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot." And I said, "Thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not."
He let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, "Well, when you're hot, you're hot." I said, "Well, I'll tell you one thing, Judge, old buddy, old pal. If you wasn't wearing that black robe, I'd take you out back of this courthouse and I'd try a little bit of your on the home. You understand that, you hillbilly?
That's right, baby. When you're hot, you're hot.
And then not,
yeah, I should know about that, huh?
Uh-huh. Me too. Because when we're hot, we're wanted.
You know I'd fall apart without you. I don't know how you do what you do. Is everything that don't make sense about me makes sense when I'm with you? Like everything that's green, girl, I need you. But it's more than one, and one makes two. Put aside the math and the logic of it. You gotta know you want it too. 'Cause I wanna wrap you up, wanna kiss your left eye. I wanna make you feel wanted. And I wanna call you mine, wanna hold your hand forever and never let you forget it. Yeah, I wanna make you feel wanted. Well, anyone can tell you you're pretty, and you get that all the time.
Yeah, I wanna make you feel wanted.
know what they're singing about, don't you? Unless they want it. Everybody thinks it's a love song, but you know what everybody wants, right? Everybody wants the weekend. Weekend, that way they can sit still with their whiskey and my Bible.
If I can't even trust myself, how can I trust someone else? That's what I ask this broken faith in the mirror. I'm out of love and out of luck, beaten down and beaten up, trying to make these bloodshot eyes a little clearer. I can feel salvation drawing nearer. Believe in.
Bible. Yep, 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 yep. Wanna go see old Red?
Is that damned old dog?
Yeah, that's a damn old dog. Let's go see old Red, Blake Shelton.
Well, I called my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red Dixon, have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come. Now Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. As I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Oh, Red. Yep, love got him in there and love got him out. Did you know what he told the judge?
I don't know what he told the judge.
Nobody to blame.
She took down a photograph of our wedding day, ripped it down the middle and threw my hat away. And I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me. Broke all my fishing rods, put my guns in hot, threw my clothes out in the yard and changed out all the locks. And I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me. out of my old hot rod, ran it in the pond, put sugar in my John Deere. I can't even mow my lawn, and I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me. She built her bonfire with my old six string, took all my good whiskey and poured it down the drain, and I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame.
Nobody to blame. I don't know, man. There's always somebody to blame.
I can blame you.
Yeah. Blame me. I know what we can blame it on. We can blame it on the Colorado Kool-Aid.
Well, I'm sitting in this beer joint down in Houston, Texas. I was drinking Colorado Kool-Aid and talking to some Mexicans. And we was, what's that you say? What's Colorado Kool-Aid? Well, it's a can of Coors brewed from a mountain stream. It'll set your head on fire and make your kidneys scream. Oh, it sure is fine. Yeah, we was having ourselves one of them real good times. But you know every beer joint that you've ever been in, some big mean drunk who just ain't got no friend. Sure enough, he wants to fight. Yeah, he's gonna whip everything in sight. Well, he took him a big cold swallow of beer, and he walked over and spit in my Mexican friend's ear. Sure enough, that made my buddy real mad. That's something like he ain't never had. Well, sir, he pulled out a big long switchblade knife. Quick as a whistle, he began to slice. That big mean drunk stood back, face full of tears, looking down at the floor in one of his ears. He cut that thing off even with a sideburn. You might say the little Mexican fella, he just didn't give a darn. But he was a gentleman about it. Bent over and with a halfway grin, picked it up and handed it back to him. He said, "Now, big man, you get the urge to spit a little beer, just open up your hand there and spit it in your own ear. Won't be no trouble that way."
That's what I heard him say. Then I said, barmaid, set us up around that Colorado Kool-Aid. While you're up there, bring this big fella here a box of Band-Aids. Now let me tell you, if you're ever riding down in South Texas and decide to stop and drink some Colorado Kool-Aid and maybe talk to some Mexicans, and you get the urge to get a little tough, better make damn sure you got your knife-proof ear mug. Hey, ain't that right, big man? I said, ain't that right, big man? Ah, hell, he can't hear. Not on this side, anyway. He ain't got no ear. Hey, barmaid, bring us all a big tall glass of that Colorado Kool-Aid. How about it? How you doing, big man? Still got your ear there in your hand?
Come on, spit it out. If you're not going to spit it out, at least swallow.
Whoa.
Come on now. Do I need to go to the next song while you're trying to compose yourself?
I think he needs some super glue, like to glue his ear back so I can hear.
My partner says I've lost it. I ain't lost it. My partner's over here lost it. Me, I'm still a busy man.
There's a little boy out in the driveway, his basketball in hand, saying, Daddy, can we play a little one-on-one? You pat him on the back and said, not now, son, I'm a busy man. His sister's out on the sidewalk, setting up a lemonade stand. Hey, Daddy, don't you want to buy a glass for me? You say maybe later. Can't you see I'm a busy man? You gotta go, gotta run, hit it hard and get it done. Everyone can see you're going far. You got responsibilities, a crazy schedule that you keep. And when you say the time's wasting, you don't know how right you are. Busy man. There's a woman in the bedroom crying, saying, I thought we had plans. You say, honey, I'm sorry, I'll make it up when the job slows down and I'm not such a busy man. You gotta go, gotta run, hit it hard and get it done. Everyone can see you're going far. You got responsibilities, a crazy schedule that you keep, and when you say the time's a wasting, you don't know how right you are. Busy man. Have you ever seen a headstone with these words? If only I had spent more time at work. There's a call one day from the office, they need you down in Birmingham. You say, no way, the weekend's mine, I got plans with the kids and a day with my wife, I'm a busy man. You gotta go, gotta run, take a break and have some fun. Those that love you most say you've come far. Got some new priorities in that schedule that you keep, and when you say the time's wasting, now you know how right you are. Busy man. Busy man.
to my old deer stand back in the pine. Gonna get me a 10-point buck with 11-inch pine, yeah. Being my supper if you get in the way of my gun. But so still I can hear the train from 10 miles away. Hey, if I'm here 8 hours from now, it'll be okay. I'm a backwoods boy, grew up on a dirt road. I'm a backwoods boy with no better place to go.
Wonderful son-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're crazy, folks.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go with Cowboy Take Me Away.
Oh,
Hey, folks, we're about to have a match.
Cowboy, take me away.
I'm going to get taken away in a minute, ain't I?
Yeah, you're going to get taken away in a minute. Where are we
Come
going?
On,
Where are we going?
I don't know.
We're running out of time. Where
you
are we
don't
going?
Scare me. Come on.
Folks, we're going to go with Mama Tried, because Mama's going about ready to get knocked out because she tried.
First thing I remember knowing is a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, no one to change my mind. Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, with the bad I kept on turning till mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried, mama tried, mama tried to raise me better. But her pleading I denied, that leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried, mama tried. Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried.
Yep, mama tried. Didn't get very far, but she tried. Guess what, honey?
I didn't get very far.
Guess what, honey?
No, you didn't.
What, honey?
It's that time.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, just about
it. No, it ain't.
It's time for that last song.
No, it ain't.
Come on.
No, it ain't.
Say goodbye and good night to the people.
Come on, I'll let you do it tonight. I don't want to interrupt.
No. We will be back on Tuesday. Don't know what we're doing yet because I'm always in the dark until the last minute.
That's not true. You
well, I wasn't this time. I wasn't this time. He actually told me we were doing country music night, so I wasn't in the dark tonight. So, but usually, it's when I get here, I don't know until I get here. But anyway,
that's because she doesn't help me pick the song. She's like, whatever you want to do, that's fine. Or I ask her, she's like, whatever, or she'll tell me what.
But he can tell me what he's going to do before the show so I know what the hell is going on. But anyway, we'll see you again on Tuesday, folks.
Sing the song.
No, you're singing the song.
Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go. No, 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 no. Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go. No, 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 no. We'll be back on Tuesday, and we are...
We're going to leave you with Uneasy Rider.
Good night, y'all.
I was taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, talking on a number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got up tight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight, so I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim.
I went as far as I could when I stopped the car. It was right in front of this little bar, a kind of a redneck looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, and would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, "Now, you just stay right where you're at," and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?" Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside, so I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fellow with green teeth. And I was almost at the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son," and when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now, the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was three of them and only one of me. But they all started laughing and I felt kind of sick. I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, so I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. Now, he let out a yell that'd curl your hair, but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch him, folks, because he's a thoroughly dangerous man." Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. He was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president?" "Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pickle fags. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage." They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now, just wait a minute, Jim. You know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife." Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't wait around to hear the rest. I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. And when I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack, so I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that mother up. Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out the door and headed toward me in a trot. And I guess I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they're headed for their car, but I hit the gas and spun around and headed them off at the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in the air. I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their asses was catching, but I figured I'd better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had gravel flying and rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody'd think I'd flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha.